And now may I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Some of you will be spared looking at me because of the star on the Christmas tree. I expect you can cope with that. This morning, I want to talk about what guides us, what informs us, what influences us, and what steers us through life. It isn't the sort of theme that normally comes out at Epiphany, but when you think about it, it's crucial to the story and to how we live out our Christian faith. The first thing to note is our reading from the Hebrew Bible that we routinely call the Old Testament to Mary, Joseph, and, as he grew, to Jesus, Isaiah was the book of some of the most inspiring writings and messages given to their people. Its prophecies began when the people of Judah were having trouble with their neighboring empire, which led to the famous exile of Jerusalem's most able people to Babylon. I won't sing the Boney M song, you'll be glad to note. But our first reading today comes as a reassurance to the people who returned after 60 years away that God would bless them as a nation and would shine through them to all the nations if they would trust him and live the right way. So there is one way to find guidance, the message of the prophets of Israel and Judah, that God will reward those who live by justice and mercy and bless us if we trust him and do right. The second example of guidance comes from a very different place. The wise men seem to have come from Persia, 5 centuries after the Jewish exiles returned from Babylon. The term magi means magicians, possessors of secret power. And they had been studying the movements of the stars as if the heavenly bodies, as we see them from Earth, tell the story and make the fortunes of people living out our lives below. Star charts and symbolism, traditions and principles of interpretation. Those ancient men held positions of respect and authority by claiming exclusive knowledge and insight. Has anyone here ever played the part of one of the magi, perhaps in a school nativity? Anybody? I can't be the only one. And you still are, Brett. I remember when I was 10, trying my best to act as if I had travelled for days across the desert. I wiped my arm across my forehead and said aloud, "Phew!" The deputy headmistress was not impressed and told me not to play it like a navvy. Still, you might wonder how important they really were in the country from which they came. When they appeared before Herod in Jerusalem and were sent by him on an errand down to Bethlehem. But we'll come back to that in a minute. The thing that still applies today, and in many walks of life, is the type of guidance we give ourselves when we assume that we know better than we really do. The phrase, "A little knowledge is a dangerous thing," applies to countless situations and leads to all sorts of disasters, religious movements, failed investments, military strategies. They all fall foul of the arrogance of those who believe they know best. One particularly chilling example of this, it seems to me, is that some of the nuclear scientists in the run-up to the first atomic weapons test thought that the nuclear chain reaction might actually carry on and consume the whole world in an unstoppable conflagration that would destroy everything we know. And yet, it was decided to go ahead with the test. And what of those who press ahead today with policies and developments where the long-term risks are enormous compared with the short-term gains? Our churches and societies, our countries and economies, the wonders of life on Earth, and increasingly the oceans, are all put at risk on the word of those who assure us they know what they're doing. And we should all be very wary of the illusion of control. This is the all-too-human arrogance we see as those ancient astrologers arrived at the gates of King Herod's jumpy, fractious palace. You may have noticed I had to reword the collect because I cannot believe that God actually led them. And whatever the sign in the heavens showed, the answer was not in Jerusalem. Which leads us now to the worst guiding influence that I know, namely fear. King Herod was a puppet ruler under the Romans, and the people resented him because he wasn't really Jewish. So he would stop at nothing to see off any threat to his position. And here was one on his doorstep. It really wasn't wise of the Magi to go looking for the new king in the palace of the old king. But it was absolutely merciless of the insecure tyrant Herod to order the death of any child that might be a threat to him. The counsel of fear is terrible and destructive, and it leads to the worst we can do. And the counsel of arrogance can be reckless, causing endless trouble and suffering, usually to others. But the wisdom of the prophets, the principles of just and respectful living, the promise of peace if we trust in God, the hope of fulfillment if we do as God has told us, is what Jesus showed in his life and taught to all his people. This is the truest form of guidance. Open and honest and caring, not greedy, deceitful, or conspiring. So may the light of our Lord Jesus Christ guide you and keep you throughout the coming year. Amen.